something had triggered it off at school where he just kept screaming so loud and just crying, I want to die, I want to die. That's all he kept saying. And then slowly, slowly, he started showing me the online, what the kids were saying to him. And it was a fake, it was a fake Jimmy Savile account where they was actually saying that we know where you live and we're going to basically rape him in his own house. So he was probably frightened to leave the house because of some of the messages. When I was taking him to school, I remember him like really having severe panic attacks and then banging the floor of the cart, say, Mom, turn the cart back. And he used to feel physically sick. I can't explain it. I didn't actually want to live. I thought, I can't live without my son. Mm-hmm. I couldn't eat, I felt guilty. The police, I don't feel that they've helped. They've not questioned the bullies. I feel let down, totally let down from all the authorities. And now I understand why some people do take the law into their own hands, because I'm still not getting the support from them. I actually feel like posting the names and their pictures online and making them feel how my son felt. He felt all alone and he felt like he couldn't leave the house. They said that there's already laws in place. I strongly feel that there's no laws in place. And I don't think anyone's taking bullying serious. Yeah. And the kids that are taking their lives are getting younger and younger. And I think that the government need to really take notice and do something. They've got the power to save lives.